Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back to Black Oak Couch Reviews. I'm your host, Christina. We're back to discuss the fifth episode of the sixth season of Archer entitled Vision Quest, written by Adam Reed and Ben Hoffman. A little team building exercise, although that is not exactly how Mallory envisioned such team building exercises. If you hear any thundering in the background, it's because someone was hearing my prayers when I said it needs to cool the fuck down, and here we are, because I cannot stand summer. I don't like when it's hot. Other people may be thrilled. I am not. I will accept it. I will do my best to complain only online and sporadically, but for the most part, it doesn't give me joy. If it's like 60, I'm good. I think I was happier when it was 20 degrees in Canada doing that long haul without a coat on, and I had less complaining than I will with the sun out at 74 degrees. Like, what the fuck? Before we jump into the review, wherever you listen to this podcast, wherever good podcasts can be found, go down to the rating section, drop some stars, leave a review. My social media will be there as well. Like, share, subscribe. And if you want to send feedback, blackercouch@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment below. Now, Archer and the rest of the team show up because Mallory has sent out a memo saying show up at 7 a.m., or suffer the consequences. Swarms of microscopic organisms are what's up, not only Mallory's butt, or suppositioned, but Cyril's. The important thing is that they do not panic, according to Krieger, since he has something in his thermostat. Is it thermos and not thermostat? I think I've been doing this since I was 18. It's ridiculous. I know it's a thermos, and yet thermostat is the thing that comes out of my mouth every single time. Something in there is about to hatch, and you definitely don't want to eat it. They get stuck in the elevator, stuck between the wall and the top floor. Oh my God, we work in a coal mine?
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
There were a lot of callbacks in this episode. We're no longer doing phrasing. The not my coal miner supervisor. They cannot call out because all phones no longer work due to the RF scrambler that Krieger put on top of the elevator so that people would talk to each other the 4 seconds going up or down and not look at their phones. And considering the year this came out in and how much more people are addicted to their phones now, very relevant. But come on, 4 seconds? Why would I talk to anyone in the elevator? Even if I didn't have a phone, I would stare at a cobweb before I make small talk. Maybe that's just me. Cyril knows a lot about elevators, like really is into them. He even explains that the hatch that you always see in the movies with people trying to get out, like, that shit's not built like that. It's locked from the outside because it's for workers to get down, and they don't want people to just be standing on top of the equipment, which makes all of the sense. All of the sense. Pam has been using the elevator phone for disgusting purposes. I don't know, because it's really sticky. And the one at her house is always sticky. So I just made that assumption right then and there, because they're still trying to find help. Lana's going through all of the things that they could possibly do with Archer, always insecure, trying to feel the need to be in control of the situation, but acting like he's the smartest person in the room when he's actually not, especially when it's up against Zero, who does know what he's talking about in this particular situation. He decides to ask Ray to beep bop boop his thing because he assumes a cyborg is the equivalent of R2-D2.
I've just about had enough of you.
Just as Lana talks about being hungry, of course Pam would eat her bear claw, because if it comes down to starving, she's the one that no one has to worry about doing so. Your body's going to be eating that fat for a long time, Missy. And why do you have a phony, Shody? At 7 a.m. in the morning. No, you picked that shit up at 6 a.m. because you walked here or you took the bus. She tries to get everyone to focus. And she shuts down Archer's bullying. All of the ladies do, actually. And regarding, because he asked for the sweater vest, even though they both respect the fact that it's cashmere. And then he points out that his sweater vest is stupid. It's good for nothing. It makes him look like an idiot. But all of the women are like, I think you look pretty good in it. It works for you. And considering he's banged all of the women in the office, I don't know why Archer would think that that was a problem to him being or getting some pussy, because Archer thinks adulting is him taking his car, which he got from his mom, to the bar to sleep with prostitutes because no one else that has free will do it.
You're basic.
Honestly, both Zero and Archer are both ends of a spectrum that women are not into. The over cocky, grown up adult still attached to his mom's teat and it simply has no wherewithal of anything. Juxtapose against Zero, who is a kind of a safe bet. He's gonna show up. You're not going to have to worry about him with your kid, you know, but he's so insecure in his own mind he can't get over his own feelings of masculinity that he gets in his own way and he has to constantly, like, he's up your ass needing to know that you need him. And that's not what you want either. It's a good thing Milton is there to help, even if it's only making toast. But considering hunger is what's on Lana's mind, I would have been like, Milton, come closer so I can get a piece of that fucking toast. Nobody, and I do mean nobody, wakes up eating clams. Did you wake up on the docks? Ray had the best one-liners in this episode for me. Because Pam is very gross. And not only did she chug that 40 and the bear claw, she had already had food. A whole ass meal that's really lunch for breakfast. Homegirl Cheryl has an idea, but is interrupted several times before she can give that idea by thinking she's a mind reader, predicting Ray wants to smoke Pam. Wants another 40. Archer wants another drink. Lana enjoys lecturing. She even admits after some teasing that, yeah, she does enjoy lecturing people. And Zero masturbating because he's a sex addict. And Krieger, who may definitely be a clone. So that is a story arc that I wasn't 100% sure if they were playing with. With him not knowing people's names. But hey, I'm not that invested. I don't care. This might be the better version. Previous Krieger did have his feelings hurt in a very devastating way. So maybe it's for the best that he died and no one would be the wiser. This part had me dying just because Ray's like, well, fine, I'm going to smoke in here. She's like, you can't, I'm breastfeeding. He's like, well, you're not smoking in here. You want to bet? Wait, they straight up just turned hood. Had me dying. Pam advocates for Cyril to jack it, despite him being in denial the whole entire time about wanting to. Ray is tasked with calling 911 since he's leaning out of the elevator. He can get a bar, even though his phone is looking like it's dying. Oh, the one where they threw all the phones at Krieger, that was hilarious. I don't know if I brought that up. But him calling the 911 operator and the 911 operator being like, ma'am.
Linda, listen.
Okay, what?
I'm also not sure when the protocol changed. But yeah, you should definitely call 911 if you're stuck in an elevator. She said that is not a real emergency. I get that they have an emergency call button and that you can reach for outside help. But if you say, look, I tried the emergency call button. Granted, he did say I'm stuck in an elevator instead of there's 10 people here stuck in an elevator. Our call button does not work. Can you please send assistance to this? Or just kept bothering them where they would have sent the police. Because nowadays, you prank call the police and you say it's a felony. Well, fine, bitch. Send it to me. Send the cops so that we can get this squared away. At least I'll be outside of this damn elevator. Imagine if nobody was coming. That was rude, but that was hilarious. Because it is just like every government employee. Even though, should I be feeling bad that they black? Feeling some kind of way that it was portrayed by a black person. But we've all been to the DMV. Some stereotypes are there for a reason. Then they decide to call Mallory. Archer doesn't want this to happen because he has forwarded her phone to the elevator, which finally causes a brawl, because they've had a few moments where things have gotten stressful and tense and they've had moments of laughter at each other's expense. Like, Lana, you should be the one opening the doors because of her hands. Who wrote approachable on the wall and in what? And did I read that correctly? Lana was beating Archer. Cheryl was beating Krieger. Pam was beating Ray, having taken off all her clothes and not just, ew, did I need that moment of her needing to go to the restroom and then she tried to fill it into the Fody bottle, which technically should be able to consume, not consume, but you know what I mean, contain all of her piss. Because Jesus Christ, how much is in there? But not only, but seeing like you can hear it filling up and then it starts to overflow and then Ray is in the piss and then she's like, if these get on my suede shoes, that was gross. And then her taking off her skirt and then the sloshing. Oh, that was just gross. That was way gross. But Mallory wanted them to watch Vision Quest. This was not a setup. So this is how they would end up bonding further, even though this is exactly what happened. But the funniest part is that Cyril was over there jacking himself off in the corner and no one was paying him any mind. And why did everyone feel the need to take their clothes off? How long? Jeez. But that's where we end the episode. It was funny in the stuck in a situation. There was a little bit too much of the screaming back and forth, just because those things would grate me as an introverted person. So I may have probably, if I even had a gun, shot several people, and it would have been a murder scene, because I'm telling you right now, archers, consistent, and then Pam, or not even Pam, like Pam would have got shot for being nasty. Cheryl would have got shot for being so damn loud and keep screaming, and then everyone kept over, like that type of scenario is a nightmare to me. So it was a little bit of a struggle watching it, only because I was like, no, shut up, everyone, just shut the fuck up. Let me breathe, and nobody touch me. I don't know. I feel like they could have tried to get someone to squeeze on through down there. Cheryl's little no-neck ass. I'm glad that Milton finally had a role. And yeah, it definitely wasn't to get help. So I gave this episode an 8.7 out of 10. If you want to send feedback once again, you know what to do. Until the next time, peace, hair grease, Blacker Magic. Yeah.